First thing that I want to say is, and again, make sure you tap into the Teach Hanley, 30% off your first order plus a free gift. Also, make sure you tap into the Patreon. Kevra, you are the last one, and then it's one person that's outside of the country. I'm going to make sure that I get y'all payments over there from the Patreon pitch session. That's going to be awesome. Also, we got a new video that's dropping inside of the Patreon this weekend, specially curated just for you guys, so that's going to be absolutely awesome. I was watching, and I observed different people on YouTube and people that have shows, and they put their panels together, and they do their little they channels and all of that. And it's very interesting to see, because it's very frustrating for me. It's incredibly frustrating for me. When I watch different people that are in the infancy of what they're doing, and even if you've been doing it for a year or 2 years and all of that stuff, you're still in your infancy. I've been doing this for a very long time. I have a long-term growth mindset when it comes to what we're putting together and everything like that. And so I observe and I watch it. I initially jump in and watching it from an entertainment perspective, you know, like a fan. I'm just coming on there to watch it like I would watch normal TV, but I don't watch normal TV. So I'm watching you guys and I'm watching the content creators, and it's some people that you do know, some people that you don't know. And it's incredibly frustrating for me sometimes as a fan, because I see where the holes are, right? And there's been points in my life where I would come up and I would say, hey, you need to do it like this, and you need to do it like that, and you should do this or whatever. And I'll get pushback sometimes, even from doing that, from people like, what do you think? And it's like, I don't have to help you. I don't have to say nothing, which now I'm wise enough and I'm smart enough to spend the overwhelming majority of my time on me and just my chasers. I'm not focused on, I'm not trying to do nothing for, I'm not trying to get involved with. As a matter of fact, I'm more focused on repairing gaps, bridges, issues, and problems that I may have had with other people, more so than I am of actually going out and doing any kind of and giving any kind of insight whatsoever, right? I don't have anything to say. I don't have anything to say personally about anybody that might have an issue with me. I don't care. I don't have anything to say about how you need to be doing things differently. Why would I give you that game, right? Most of these people ain't even bag chasers. So why would I trip? Why is it even a thing, right? But it is frustrating. And one of the things that I've learned is a common trait and a common characteristic of listening and watching other people as well as coaching is that most people are not coachable. Everybody think that they want the information until it's time to get the information. And then you realize that most people are not coachable. That's why we charge. The charging for information is not based off of a profitability model or anything like that. Because anybody that knows me or anybody that's ever had a coaching session with me know that I don't charge even remotely as much, but I give 10 times better information than whoever it is that you otherwise have sought coaching from. It's a fact. I make no money off of coaching at all. The way that I break it down and the amount that I charge you is based off of, and that's why I'm so crazy in demand, right? Is because people realize the type of information that they're getting, and I don't hold back. I give you everything. The type of information that you're getting for the price that you're getting it at is not based off of how much I can make from you, but it's based off of how much my time is worth. So the only thing that I ask people to do is don't waste my time, right? It's a specific formula that I use. The amount of money that I make divided by the amount of hours in a year, which then substantiates how much my time is worth, whether I'm sleeping or awake. And then all I ask you to do is justify my time, because I could be doing it and spending it with my daughter or doing something more productive or building, right? So I don't make any money from coaching, but I extend myself because I always want to make sure that I'm adding value into people's life. The only thing that I ask is that you not waste my time, right? And so when you start to think about that concept, you have to start putting it in perspective, and then you have to say to yourself, well, why would I waste my time giving information to somebody who don't even value it and doesn't take the information and implement it, even though I am the very one who you've seen from the very beginning evolve into the spaces that I am now today? Why would I give you that information? It kills me sometimes. Like, I'll really be wanting to jump in and say, hey, just do this and do that and just do it long enough to make it work for you and all of this other type of stuff. But very few people are coachable. Very few people are coachable, which actually is a good thing for most of us bag chasers, because what you'll find is that because other people automatically believe what they believe without any kind of evidence to reference or no mentorship, or they're going to do what they want to do anyway, just makes it much easier for us to continue to accelerate and grow our own platforms and to be more successful in anything that we do. Because it's not just about content creation. I'm using content creation in order to emphasize a point, right? I'm using content creation as an example because it's something that we all can reference to, because we are all paying attention to what's happening in the content creation space, right? But very few people are coachable. And you can apply this in any aspect. You can say it from a relationship. Man, listen, I don't know how many of y'all that I done told, listen, how you start off is how you're going to have to continue. Don't start off spending a bunch of money into the relationship. Don't do this or do that. Hey, pay off this. Don't get the credit card. Don't do no hard money loans. Just hold on for a little bit. Take care of this, whatever, so on and so forth. I don't know how many people, hey, man, you don't want to do that. That's a bad business model, whatever, so on and so forth. It's like having a bunch of bad little kids, and then you say, hey, don't touch the stove. And then they say, ah, now they got a bruise on their hand for the rest of their life. And you didn't even have to have a bruise. All you had to do was really pay attention to what I was telling you. And you could have skipped the process, but now you got to go through it over and over and over and over and over again and still not get the results. So basically, you wasted your time. You was better off spending money getting coaching from somebody. Not from me, because I'm booked up. You better off spending your time getting coaching from somebody and paying them an egregious amount of money, because it's going to cost you way more from what it is that you missed or what you didn't make on the back end. And it's unfortunate because we're so backwards thinking. We're so backwards thinking. And we don't live 1,000 years anymore. And because we don't live 1,000 years, you don't get enough time to actually atone for the things that you did and still be able to benefit as a result of it, because we don't get no response. So by the time that you age out and you don't have it anymore, now you want to start having a conversation about how you should have did it differently, and ain't nobody listening to you because they saying that you, A, you don't have the results, and B, you already lived your life and it seemed like you did what you wanted to do, even though you don't have the results as a result of it anyway. And so that's where generational curses come from, because the children pay for the sins of their fathers, because the fathers and the mothers don't have the time to atone for the things that they did and fix their issues. More importantly, you only get one life. You only get one chance. No respawns, no nothing. So for all of y'all running around with diseases, all of y'all running around broke, all of y'all running around with these self-inflicted wounds trying to blame it on the devil and it ain't even the devil's fault, all of y'all think that y'all know, but you don't. And so you then make the wrong decision on a regular basis. You want to create a platform. You go ahead and get yourself jammed up and messed up. And then you can't create a platform no more. You already created your reputation, so ain't nobody messing with you no more. And so you had one chance, one life, one opportunity, like an Eminem song, and you fumbled it. And now it's the man's fault. But it all comes back down to one common denominator, and it's that you are not coachable. One of the reasons why people charge money for coaching, well, let me not speak for everybody else. I'm going to just speak for me. One of the reasons why I charge for coaching is because it separates the haves from the have-nots. It separates the intentions from the actual people that's just looking at it, looking to take the information and step on it. It makes you not throw your pearls to swine, right? When you put a barrier to entry, it don't even have to be a lot, right? So let's just give it, I'll give you an example. We got the Patreon, right? And we have thousands and thousands of members. And I actually go out and I visit you guys and you all come for free and you have a good time. And I go to your city to city, state to state, all year round, every single year. And I go and tap in and I invest in y'all businesses and I try to convince y'all, hey, get your business together. Leverage the information that I've been giving you all of this time and everything I've been having coaching calls with you and mastermind sessions and what I've been telling you in person and all of this stuff, right? And get your business concept together. Pitch me. I'm looking to say yes, right? And then I do that. And then you sit on your hands. You got a business idea. You sit on your hands. It costs you wait a minute. At one point, it only cost you $9 to get in. $9, I was sending out two bands just for you to vet out your business concept, and I didn't even take equity into it. Some people was in for $9. They paid for the entire year and got 15% off. They paid $83 for their Patreon membership and is getting all kind of benefits, leveling up. I know people that's literally almost millionaires now as a result of a 2-year coaching session. I know people that have got two bands. Listen, I sent some money to one guy yesterday. I sent him $1,000. And then when I looked at him, I looked at the history because on Cash App, you can see all of the money. He was actually a winner from a contest that I had the year before when I was giving out money for Christmas too. So he was making money on top of money and he got his business funded as a result of it. But the only difference is that he's intentional. And so he takes every piece of information and he leverages it in order to continue to win and be successful. You know why? Because he's intentional. And when you put a barrier to entry, even if it's only $9, even if it's only $15 for you to join the Patreon, regardless of how much benefit you get from it, it separates the people that are intentional from the people that aren't. So you don't have just a bunch of stragglers. We don't have nobody that show up at the meetups that's dusty. We don't have any kind of problems or trouble. I've literally done tens and tens of meetups in every single city. Los Angeles, Miami, we did it for New Year's Eve and it was popping. Dallas, Houston, Detroit, New York, DC, Atlanta, Las Vegas, LA, Glendale, all of these cities I've been traveling state to state, city to city, all year long, all last year on top of it, all the year before, and we have never had one incident. Everybody has had a great time, not one complaint at all. You know why? Because we've been able to create a barrier to entry that separates us from the dusties and the people that want to have a good time, people that want to make sure that they level up, going in the direction that you're going in, so on and so forth, from the people that don't. And that's the difference. And so from now on, as I've continued to age, get smarter, grow, become much more successful, what I realize is that you can't save the hood. And when I'm speaking about the hood, I'm speaking about it figuratively and literally. If you go back into the hood, which is similar to giving free advice to people that ain't interested in what it is that you got to say in the first place, they gonna look at you as fool. All you do is become content for them. If you go back to the hood talking about I'm trying to save it, I'm trying to give back, trust me, I've done it before. I've invested in it before. And you know what they did? They stole all of the windows. They stole all of the siding. And if they could have, they would have stole the concrete that we put there. I said, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and remove myself from this situation. Take it as a loss. Write it off on my taxes and just keep on moving. And it's the same thing. The same thing when it comes to any other space that you give advice from an expertise perspective, when they don't want it, walk away. Stop trying to convince people to do the thing that's best for them. I don't tell people, hey, man, you need to get in church. You've never seen me say that before in my entire life. I just live it. I don't try to convince my brother and my sister, and I'm speaking figuratively, to do the thing that I'm telling them to do. Hey, man, do this. Invest in this. Make sure you max out your 401k, all this stuff. I don't say that. I just live it. When they say, let your light shine, just let your light shine. You let people criticize, say what they want to say, complain about it or whatever. Meanwhile, they'll be out there, dusty, broke, relationships destroyed, children don't like you, money messed up, on unemployment, still complaining about inflation, don't know how to get a relationship, absolutely destroyed spiritually, don't have no kind of compass of where it is that they're supposed to go and when they're supposed to do it. But the thing that they will say is that you don't know what you're talking about. Meanwhile, we over here in bliss, rich in spirit, rich in finances, rich in our relationships, rich in our network, rich in spirituality, and we just continue to grow. So don't worry. And this is a message for you guys, because as I learn it and as I understand it, I convey it to you because I want you to take the gems that we're learning and I want you to implement it into your own life. Stop trying to convince people to do something that's best for them. Let them see the light in you and then let them make the decision for themselves. Let your life be a reflection of the thing that you're advocating for. You don't have to say anything. The words that come out of our mouths is the cherry on top. That's the 10% of the conversation. 90% of it is what you do. 90% of it is what you do. How I live my life speaks much greater than anything that I could say to you. It's just that I'm using my mouthpiece in order to reinforce what it is that I'm already doing, giving you context. Don't worry about it. Let them do what they do, and you spend time where you're appreciated, not where you're tolerated. Stop trying to go back to the hood and fix it. Now, if you want to take over the hood and rebuild it, then that's a completely different conversation. We can talk about that. But stop trying to go into the hood and throw your gems out to people that look at it as trash. I was watching a movie one time. It was Batman. I think it was The Dark Knight. And I think it was the Bane one, right? And he was trying to convince, Alfred was trying to convince Bruce Wayne that, or was it the Joker one? It might have been a Joker one. I think it was a Joker one, right? It was a Joker one because Bruce Wayne was trying to understand what was the Joker's purpose. Why was he doing what he was doing when he was burning up all of the money, even though he had got half of the mob's money in order to try to stop Bruce Wayne and all of this stuff? What is this guy want so that we can then attack it and then deal with it accordingly? And Alfred told Bruce Wayne, and it actually stuck with me. Of all the things that I could have learned in this series, and I think that this is the greatest trilogy of all time, of all the things that I could have learned when I'm watching this movie, I'm watching it, and he said, listen, man. And he gave him an example, and he was telling him about these crusaders that would go out and they would rob all of the caravans and stuff like that, right? And these caravans sometimes would have diamonds and rubies and all of these precious stones that was the size of tangerines that was literally worth a fortune. And they would throw them out. And Bruce Wayne couldn't understand. And he said, Alfred, what does that mean? He says, man, some people just want to see the world burn. Some people just want to see the world burn. There is no rhyme or reason as to why they do what they do. When somebody says something to me, a lot of times, behind the scenes, if I don't get an opportunity to talk to them, you know what I do? I just wish them well. I wish them well. If it ain't having a conversation based off of the content, and we can't do a reaction based off of that, but it turns personal, God bless you, man. God bless you. And I'll genuinely send up a prayer for them. Because they don't understand. They don't know why they're doing what they're doing. They don't know why you're doing what you're doing and not reacting to it. I'm going to just give you props and I'm going to keep it moving. Because my life is too good for that. I don't have the energy or the time anymore. I've evolved past that. That was a time in my life. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. And so sometimes we even may make a mistake and go back to it. We may be seeing somebody or seeing something that's happening in the hood that may drive a level of passion in us because we just genuinely want the best for people. But let me tell you something. That reality check gonna kick in real quick, real soon. And so what I'm telling you is that allow for people to reveal themselves and let them show themselves deemed worthy of your coaching and let them be coachable. But most people won't. And that's OK, because we're not trying to reach everybody. You just want to reach your tribe. You just want to align yourself with the people that's going in the direction that you're going in. Stop trying to pull people along the road that you're traveling. It ain't meant for them. You keep trying to convince your mother and your brother and your father and your sister and your girlfriend and your chick and your husband and all of them to continue. Hey, come on. I remember when it was time for me and Rita to move out, right? Because I had moved back into my mama's basement when I went broke in the 2006, 2007, 2008 era, where there was a huge recession, a real recession that was happening in the streets. And we had got money and we was winning and everything was successful and we was doing incredibly well, but we was in no rush whatsoever, right? And then we had evolved and then we had moved over into like a little townhouse / apartment area where my father was working because my mother got sick. And so we wound up moving two doors down from my mother in order to make sure that she was taken care of. And then she got better. And then my father wound up passing away in 2017, which then triggered the requirement for us to pay rent because we had been living for free for so long because he was the maintenance man at the facility, right? And we had been staying down for so long and stacking and investing and saving and reinvesting, back into real estate and into our brokerage accounts and maxing out the 401ks and the 403bs back when I was at the University of Michigan. And we had already crossed incredible thresholds in our life that allowed for us to really be able to start breaking out and spending some money and having some time. And I was walking a place with my brother, right? Because I hadn't actually went out and started paying anything until now. Like from 2007, 2008, all the way up until 2017, I had basically lived 10 years with no payments and rent or anything whatsoever. I had stayed down as long as I possibly could. And then when it started to trigger based off of the fact that my father died, I say, okay, well, I guess I hit that number and it's time to break out. And I'm out there and I'm walking around and I'm looking at different stuff and I'm observing. And then my brother was with me and he said, Anton, stop being cheap. It's a fact. He said, stop. I said, Greg D, I could just do this little one over here, man. I ain't even got to do all of that. I was still trying to live cheap. It's a fact. It's a fact. Not forwarded to voicemail. Hey, he better call me back. Oh, okay. He in the meeting. No, it's not urgent. But I was walking around. I was walking with my brother and we was observing the property. And I said, nah, we could just do this. We could do that. He said, Anton, stop being cheap. He said, you got too much to be sitting here playing cheap. It was time to break out. It was time to break out. And so now that I've put my time in and now that I've done what I was supposed to do and now that I've gotten to the point where my life is fruitful and I can multiply and I can start to live the way that I really want to live because I paid my dues, I don't feel any obligation to go back and do anything that anybody is asking for me to do. I'm going to separate myself and then make myself available when I want to, not when you think that I should. Not when you think that I should. I'm good now. My daughter is driving. She got her whole college tuition already funded and paid for. We good. I'm good. I'm good. I can do what I want to do now. Yeah, when everybody looking at the stuff and the Rolex that I just picked up. I just picked up the rose gold one the other day. I did it because I paid my dues. I paid my dues. And so let them do what they want to do. And you focus on doing what's best for you and for the people that's actually going in the direction that you're going in.